Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined with both Walt Leger, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company, and Ralph Brennan, owner of the world-renowned Brennan's Restaurant on Royal Street in the Quarter. The Louisiana Restaurant Association and its Bourbon Street restaurant and bar members affected by the New Year's Day tragedy will hold a Fleur de Cor, a culinary tribute, January 13th through the 19th, 2025. And here we'll talk with Ralph about that. Ralph, welcome to the show.
Hello, Newell. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice. Long time no see.
That's right.
Ralph, let's start off this way. You know, for restaurateurs to say home away from home, not really true. You probably spend many more hours at the restaurant than you do physically at home. You guys have been in the French Quarter decades. Your thoughts about what happened and your thoughts about where we go from here?
Well, I mean, what happened was shocking. I don't think anyone expected an event like this to take place, especially in New Orleans and on Bourbon Street. I know when I woke up that New Year's morning when my alarms went off on my phone and I started reading about what happened, I couldn't believe it. I think what we're trying to do as a group is just to pull together like we always done, like we've done after 9/11, after Katrina, and other major events. And hopefully we can send a positive message that as horrible as this thing and a lot of sympathy toward the victims and of the tragedy, but just show them that New Orleans is a place that is safe and they can come and enjoy themselves.
A lot of consternation, a lot of difficult conversations about what we do moving forward. I've said this a couple of times, and actually Walt and I have talked about this a couple of times already, that we hope it's not done in an emotional way. It's actually done in a meaningful way, that whatever we decide to do, that it actually means that we are, in fact, safer, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, we have a pedestrian mall on Bourbon Street. It's been there for a very long time. It's mostly at night, and it closes it becomes a pedestrian mall also during some special events. We just need to make sure that it is as safe as can be. And, no time for finger pointing right now. Just work as hard as we can to make it as fluid for the guests who are walking up and down Bourbon Street, but also safe from other activities.
Yeah. I know that you guys have been, you guys have multiple restaurants, obviously, not only in the Quarter, but on Bourbon Street as well. What are you hearing from patrons?
What are we hearing? I think first we're hearing that they're shocked and they're very sympathetic toward the victims. I think they're looking to see what we're going to do going forward. We have Redfish Grill in the 100 block of Bourbon Street, which is where this gentleman started as he went down the street. And, people just want to just feel safe. That's the most important thing. And certainly Bourbon Street and the French Quarter are very important to the city of New Orleans. And so we should make sure that it is safe and that is it is most representative of what we do here in New Orleans.
So a number of the restaurateurs have come together, and I'm going to go ahead and call them out if that's all right with you. Redfish Grill,
sure.
Bourbon House, Palace Cafe, Dickie Brennan Steakhouse, Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar, Galatoire's Acme Oyster House, G.W. Finn's, Mr. B's Bistro, Arno's Restaurant and French 75 Bar, Restaurant Revolution, Voodoo Chicken, 21st Amendment, Patrick's Bar, Vin and the Drinkery. We'll be offering special dishes, special drinks on their menus, and 100% of the proceeds of those items will benefit the Greater New Orleans Foundation New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. You know, what a great way to come together and share the largesse of your organization and others and giving back to the victims and their families.
Yes, and then we might add a few more. We're still working on that, trying to get a couple more of the Bourbon Street restaurants. What we tried to do is take just the first three blocks and the side streets who are all impacted by this event and come together and raise some money for the victims. I have to call out my friend Katie Kasbarian at Arno's because she sent the first email out, and several of us emailed her back right away that, God, we were thinking about what to do. Let's get together. And we had a short phone call, and it all came together in a few minutes. And then we were using the resources of the Louisiana Restaurant Association to help us pull this whole thing together. But we want to be as generous as we can, and we will donate the proceeds from particular dishes in each restaurant. We thought that was the easiest way than trying to pull together a big party or something. Just each one of us focus on what we do best in our restaurants.
Great opportunity for locals to get back down into the quarter, right? And sharing the experience.
Absolutely. Yep.
Walt, you had something?
Yeah, no, I was going to say exactly. I mean, what's beautiful about it is it also welcomes the whole community to engage there, show up, support these restaurants. Because as I was saying earlier, I mean, and as Ralph referenced, these are the businesses that have been impacted the hardest. And they're also the businesses who get called on every single day to support so many different events throughout our community. I mean, ultimately, many of them also just wrapped up doing this Cooks for Carolina event where they raise funds. Many of our restaurants raise funds for Asheville and in the wake of the hurricane that impacted them so dramatically and supported independent restaurants up in that area of the country. So, I mean, the generosity is deep here, but it also welcomes in people from around the community to be a part of that, to support these restaurants and the people who work in them, at the same time supporting the victims and the families. I mean, a very New Orleans thing to do is for this group of businesses and leaders at these businesses to come together to make this happen. It's a beautiful thing.
And it's a great opportunity to send a message that we're not going to be diminished. We're not going to be deterred. You know, we're not going to give in to terrorism. Plain and simple.
Right. I mean, I think it's important, and we learned some of these lessons like after Katrina. It's important to be resilient, to come back as fast as we can and show the rest of the world and the rest of this country that we're back up and running and everything's okay. You know, one thing I want to mention, too, we haven't released anything officially yet, but we're trying to work on some sort of an event to honor the first responders probably a week or two after this, because they did a great job in protecting us as much as they could on that early morning hours of New Year's Day.
Yeah, there are a lot of but fors, right? But for this, but for that, it could have been much worse.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the symbol that will never leave my mind were those officers that are videoed immediately sprinting towards the problem and then, you know, taking care of it. I mean, that's what law enforcement is there for, and that's what they did. And you know, all of these folks are just a symbol of how, you know, revered I think law enforcement should be, and we appreciate them a lot and look forward to finding ways to support and celebrate them as we go forward as well.
Yeah.
Yep. You said it well,
Ralph. You know, you just identified a couple of, you know, instances, events that went on. I mean, the Brennan family in so many different ways. I mean, all aspects of the Brennan family has touched the French Quarter. I mean, going back to what, the 30s, the 40s, if my memory serves me correct?
1940s, yes.
Yeah.
With the Absent House.
And, you know, as you think back over these years, I mean, you know, is there something that just strikes you different about this event as opposed to a lot of others?
For me personally, I find it very senseless. I can't understand why he did it and why, what he got out of it, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I mean, a hurricane's much different. And obviously Katrina was something we never dreamed of. We never dreamed of a terrorist attack here in New Orleans and on Bourbon Street. But, it just to me doesn't make any sense, and it makes it hard for me to reconcile anything. But what we need to do as a community, like we always do, is gather together, come back as a group and support each other and get the city back up on its feet.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. And we really thank all of these. Most of these restaurants had to close for, what, 2 days, 3 days?
No, probably a day or two.
Right.
You know, the different agencies that were down here doing their investigation began to reopen down here on Thursday. And some restaurants were able to open for lunch on Thursday, like at Redfish Grill. We couldn't get enough food in, so we reopened with our happy hour, which just happened to coincide with the time of the Sugar Bowl. So we really had some dinner business that night after the Sugar Bowl, and everybody was pretty much operational by Friday.
Ralph, I've not asked this question, and I feel bad that I haven't. I'm going to ask it now. I hadn't heard a lot of conversation about your employees. I mean, I know some of them probably saw this horrific event or may have even been impacted by it. What are you hearing from employees of your peer restaurants and yours?
Well, I think what I'm hearing is they're really shocked. Fortunately for us as a company, at the time it happened, you know, our restaurants were long closed. And so we haven't been able to identify anyone who was in or around where it happened. But, of course, they're very sympathetic to what happened. And I think they appreciate what we're trying to do as an industry to raise the money to help. From our standpoint, we're very lucky that no one was really hurt or injured for us. I'm sure I believe there were some other hospitality industry employees who were.
Yeah, for sure. We really appreciate you joining us. Fleur de Cor, a culinary tribute, will take place from January 13th through the 19th. They're going to offer special dishes and drinks on their menus with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the Greater New Orleans Foundation New Year's Day Tragedy Fund in order to aid the victims and their families and those injured or impacted by this devastating event. No better way than to come out and participate and send a message that we will not be diminished. We will not be deterred. Ralph Brennan, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Could I just give you a website that they can go to get more information?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, it's www.lra.org/tribute. And we'll be posting there the restaurants that are participating, the dishes, and more information. This is coming together very quickly, and so that's the best place to go. And then we'll be issuing more press releases, and hopefully the other members of the media, including WWL, will help us get some information out.
Anytime. Any updates, let us know. We'll put it out there. The 13th, just in case folks don't have a calendar, that's Monday. So it'll be running all next week, which was a great opportunity. We'll be right back with Walt Leger's final thoughts. Thank you again, Ralph Brennan, and best of luck in Fleur de Cor, a culinary tribute. Stay with us, folks.